Yes, the journey to Rotterdam, the Netherlands, has already started. We have our very first entry for next year's Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, your host, Kieran Aritossiot.
This is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine.
Hi, this is Linda Martin, and I'm from Ireland.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That is Turkey, 1997, coming third. And that is Sebnem Parker and Grup Ethnik with the song Dinlel, which means listen in Turkish. Merhaba and Yakshamla to all of our Turkish listeners. Yes, that's a little bit of Turkish that I know. But anyways, Sebnem Parker and Grup Ethnik managed to come third with 121 points, which was Turkey's best result up until they won the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest with Sertab Erener and Every Way That I Can. Oh, I remember the voting at the 2003 contest. It was quite a spectacular thing. Not for British viewers, of course, and fans, but Gemini deserved it, really. Come on. We can't argue that, can we, really? And, but Sednem Parker came back in 1997 after representing Turkey the year before in Oslo in 1996. And she didn't do too badly in 1996. She came 12th with 57 points. There's nothing to be worried about. But she came back with Grup Ethnik. And what a beautiful, beautiful performance. And it was so much fun as well. Loved it. I hope you enjoyed that too. And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Broadcasting across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest here on the south coast of the United Kingdom. Remember, you can listen to us anywhere in the world where you've got internet or data connection. You can just listen to us via our website, forestfm.co.uk. Deary me. And all of the details to listen to us as well is on our own show website, escshowcase.com. All right, get your requests and dedications in as well. We got requests from Javier Lial and also James Brett and Jonathan as well. So we've got that. Also, Richard in Ferndown has a request and Robert Wallstrom. So you're all back. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Me and Rob have had a wonderful time though. As you'll probably find out when I have a chat with Rob a little bit later. We don't know what day this is, really. I just remembered, show, Sunday. Yes, of course, and it's the 27th. Deary me. Right, doesn't time fly? Now, we go back to the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, and I want to share a song with you, which I believe is completely underrated and missed, certainly by Eurovision fans, and not one that people necessarily really think about, but when you think of the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, but this is, I think, beautiful and quite heavily underrated, as I say. So, this came joint 22nd with the Dutch entry, only getting 5 points in 1997. Here is Switzerland's entry from Barbara Berta and the song Dentro di me, which means inside of me. Switzerland, 1997.
Uomo, guardati dentro. Cosa ti scuote e ti fa sentire un po' perso in questo enorme universo fatto di tante troppe parole fatte per dire. Cosa ti spinge lontano da quel che è portata di mano, ma è raggiungibile dentro di me. Faccio spazio per te dentro di me. Ho bisogno di te dentro di me.
nu maar gauw, die morgen. Kies jou tot vrouw, die morgen. Zon blij en blauw, wat een dag. Morgen, duurt nog een nacht, die morgen. Zomers en zacht, die morgen. Zonlicht en lach.
You know, I love that song, and I hope you did too. That is The Netherlands, 1968, and that is Ronnie Tober with Morgen, which, from Dutch into English, means tomorrow. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and it came last, can you believe it? So underrated. The Finnish song of that year as well, in 1968, came last as well. Very, very strange. But the song is where Ronnie Tober telling his faraway wife how he feels to be separated from her, and he expresses his desire for tomorrow to arrive as soon as possible, enabling them to be reunited. Tober also recorded the song in English, yes, called Someday. You know, sometimes direct translations into English from other languages, not of our own, doesn't generally work. But you get the meaning, of course, but basically what it all comes down to. Right, time for our first request, and we're going across the pond, i.e. the North Atlantic Ocean, to go to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Javier Lial, Javier, lovely to hear from you, and your request is a song from the French National Final of 2021. Yes, coming up next month, can you believe it? And it will be less than a month until it's actually on our television screens. But here in the UK, we'll probably end up having to stream it from YouTube. Hopefully they'll do that. If not, if you've got Sky, then it should be on TV Sync, I hope. But obviously we'll have to wait and see. So here is Javier's request, and it's from the group Va Un Jeune Le Dio, which basically means June 21, the duo, and the song Peux-tu dimer, which means can you say me? And this is a lot of fun. Thank you, Javier, for your request.
Hey toi, peux-tu me dire pourquoi j'ai si peur dès que j'inspire?
Hey toi, sais-tu prédire ce qu'est l'avenir?
Peux-tu convenir à mesure que sur la corde on tire?
Hey, toi, peux-tu décrire ce qu'il y a de pire?
Tu cries mais c'est pas moi, tu fais n'importe quoi, tu te perds dans des blabla.
Mais ça veut rien dire.
tes actions me donnent le vertige. Hey, toi, peux-tu relire à quoi tu aspires? Hey, toi, peux-tu me dire quand vas-tu enfin intervenir? Hey, toi, rien ne t'oblige à nous affaiblir. Tu cries mais c'est pas moi, tu fais n'importe quoi.
Lovely song there from Javier Leal, his request there. Oh, good stuff. Right, and time to move on to our next song. Before we have Rob's random request, I would like to play you the very first play here on this show, maybe here in the UK. It is Albania's Eurovision entry for 2021. Now, it might end up being in English, and it might end up being revamped somewhat. But it's exactly 3 minutes long, which is how long a Eurovision song needs to be. So that's quite exciting. So hopefully I'm going to pronounce her name correctly. Here is Janela Peristri with the song Karma. So here is Albania 2021. For the moment, anyway.
Zoti nuk ma fa. Jeta si në prav, më kish lastuash. Lart në qel, si një yll, jetoja unë. Qeshja si e marë, kur ti rënkoje. E pa shpirt, vetëm vetë, ndoja shumë. Sot i nuk ma falë, po të ndimë. Më i kanë miqë, të strit nuk ka. Zoti nuk ma falë, tira për së nuk ka. Lotën ledhu në torë, të ndrysh ku janë. Kërkoja në për zemra bosh, dhe e guptoja asgjë nuk më josh. E vetme jam, po, e vetme jam. Kur urënkoja që është si imar, e meritoja unë të hiqem zvar. Fajtore jam, po, fajtore jam. Zoti nuk ma fa.
Hi, welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And I have my Roberto Ingtons with me. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Kieran Ertingtons.
It doesn't really work. I'm sorry, Rob. I apologise.
I'll just call you something else like Plum Lips.
Or Dove.
Dove. I like Dove. Dove is a good one. I've got various nicknames for Kieran. Some of them I can't repeat on the radio.
Thank goodness.
But Plum Lips is one of them. Dove is one of them.
Yeah. Oh, Pumpkin Mash was the very first one.
Yeah. I called you Bread Sauce Face yesterday. Didn't mind that so much.
I don't remember that. Probably it was all the port that we were drinking yesterday.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
It was nice.
Yes. So, actually, meaning yesterday, I meant Christmas Eve. Christmas Day. Oh, my goodness me.
Days are all rolling in together at the moment, aren't they? So
they are. A bit of a
I forget what day it is half the time. Anyway, yes. I believe today's Sunday, but it could well be Tuesday. I don't know.
It all blends into
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear. So now, Roberto, let's do something completely random.
Yes, let's.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So this part of the show is where I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I take one out of each and try and mix and match to get a Eurovision song. Usually it works. We don't always, but we'll try our absolute best.
Yes.
And I'll try to get a more recent one, because I think we ended the Random Request special with like 1958 or something. So
yeah, France.
Yeah, so there you
well,
go.
Well remembered, dear. I know it was about a week ago.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
So, right, 1964.
Wow. So this was the contest, the very first one in Copenhagen, in Denmark, right? After Denmark won, obviously, in 1963. The interesting thing about 1964 is that there actually isn't any video recording of that contest at all. There's only just radio versions available.
So you can still get the song?
Yes, you can still get the song. Yeah,
okay, good. But we couldn't do a live rendition. Well, you could do a live rendition, just not of the radio version, I guess. If it's alive and kicking. Yeah.
But we couldn't do it from a video, basically.
No, that's a shame. I wonder why that happened then.
Because the copy of the 1964 Eurovision Song Contest are burnt down in Copenhagen at the DR studios.
Dear me. Wow. There's
a big long story about it, actually. We should probably get into it a little bit later on. Because it is a fascinating story. But it was won by Italy and Gignolo Cinquetti with the song Non ho l'età, which was a big hit around the world, actually. And Portugal debuted in this contest. But for some random reason, Sweden withdrew, which nobody really understood. And I certainly didn't. But poor old Portugal got nil point on its debut.
Oh dear.
Just like Lithuania did in 1994.
I thought you were going to say when they debuted in 1964 as well.
No, right. The Soviet Union. Anyways, Rob, what's the country you got?
Funny you should mention the Soviet Union, I have Russia.
Well, we certainly can't do that. Debuted 1994.
Cyprus.
No, debuted 1981.
Andorra again.
Again. We always get Andorra, but we managed to do them last week.
We did actually Andorra
last week. Yes.
Bulgaria?
No. So we're on country number five this one.
Norway.
Yes, we can do Norway. 1964. Yes. And this is on Benskin with the song Spiral. This came eighth with just 6 points, but voting back then was very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. So, Arne Bekeskian. So basically, the song deals with Bekeskian's feelings of goodwill towards the world, and he expresses these feelings through a series of largely unconnected descriptions of what he is doing while, in quotes, my thoughts spiral. And he makes references to the fact that his thoughts are scattered, but dismisses the importance of the realization as it spoils his happiness. Poor lad.
Mm.
Oh, but this is quite a good song, I think, if I remember rightly. We'll find out in just a second.
We will, dear. So this week's Random Request is Norway 1964 with Spiral by Arne Bendik Bendixson.
Bendixson.
I hope you like it, my lovely listeners of the New Forest area of the world.
And East Dorset.
And East Dorset. Obviously.
And West Hampshire.
And West Hampshire, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, West Hampshire, yes, they're about the only part of the... Oh, no, West Hampshire and East Dorset will be in Tier 3 now.
Yes.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, we're screwed on this side
of
Hampshire.
Yeah, we're Tier 4.
Anyway, see you later.
Bye!
Livet har nå fått fasong. Jeg føler meg sveisen og fjong. Svever i lykkerus rundt i et kremmerhus under en rosa ballong. Verden bare sol, ballongen mitt symbol. Og som jeg svever om, og som jeg lever bong. Nynner så glad på en trall, hjem fra et vellykket ball. Månen som viser vei smiler så glad til meg. Hjernen tom som et skall. Jeg simpelt hen bare til på den veien her. Danser av sted mens tanker går i spiral. Ta deg sammen min venn. Hvor går ideene hen? Til det poenget i det refrenget som stadig kommer igjen. Livet har nå fått fasong. Jeg føler meg sveisen og fjong. Svever i lykkerus rundt i et kremmerhus under en rosa ballong. Verden bare sol, ballongen mitt symbol. Og som jeg svever, og som jeg lever bon. Livet har nå fått fasong. Jeg føler meg sveisen og fjong. Svever i lykkerus rundt i et kremmerhus under en rosa ballong. Verden bare sol, ballongen mitt symbol. Og som jeg svever, og som jeg lever, bong, 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 bong. Og som jeg svever, og som jeg lever, bong.
Pong. That's lovely, isn't it? That's Arne Bedenskian with the song Spiral, and that is Norway's entry to the 1964 Eurovision Song Contest in Copenhagen, Denmark. Yes. Oh, it's a great tune, wasn't it? I love that. And a great random request there from my Roberto Ingtons. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, before we head into this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, let's have this amazing song. Yes, it's Electro Velvet with Still In Love With You, the United Kingdom entry to the 2015 contest in Vienna, Austria.
Well, don't get on the wrong train, don't fly in an old plane. Upset. You're bound to get sneezes or nasty diseases. Take good care when I'm not there, I'm still in love with you.
While I'm on vacation, you be a good patient. Take your medication, I worry so each time I go. Try to keep warm, dear, in case there's a storm, dear. Take good care while I'm not there, I'm still in love with you.
Some younger guys with roving eyes may tantalize you with their lies. Must be wise and realize, leave well alone till you get home, dear.
Warm silver fellas, don't wanna make you jealous. No need to fear when you're not here, I'm still in love with you.
Don't walk on the red light, don't stay out at midnight. Don't get in a fist fight, that pretty face can't be replaced.
Come get at night, hun. It wouldn't be right, hun. No need to feel when you're not.
I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, the list of participants in Lithuania's national final for 2021's Eurovision Song Contest have been released. There are 23 participants, and the one that is most interesting me in particular is the fact that The Roop are back. Yes, The Roop, who were originally picked for Lithuania's entry for this year's contest, which sadly got cancelled, they are back to try and regain their title. Wonderful. Now, Sweden have won the OGAE Video Contest 2020. This is a Eurovision fan group and have their own video contest, which has been taking place for a various number of years now. But Agnes, with her song Fingers Crossed, has won its very first victory in the contest. Belgium finished second for the second year in a row, and Ukraine, the host nation, finished third. So congratulations to Agnes from Sweden. Now, Switzerland's entry for the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest, Jean Théas, has revealed in an interview to Top Radio in Albania, yes, that 20 songs were created for his entry next year in 2021. Yes, so there's been a huge amount of interest in the Swiss entry for next year's contest due to the fact of how popular Prendez-moi was for this year's contest. And lastly, a couple of Saturdays ago, which was Saturday the 19th of December, Eurovision again took place with a semi-final special. And the great news, to my delight in particular, is that Greta Salome with Hear Them Calling, which was Iceland's entry in 2016, won the semi-final special, followed by Zibs from Switzerland, from Stones and their 2018 entrant, and Norma John, Finland's entry at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Vanagy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uritotiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
Indeed-io. And now it's time for a request from James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex. Hello there, James. Lovely. Thank you very much for your request. And you have requested a Eurovision cover from Senet. Yes, she's going to be representing San Marino at this coming year's Eurovision Song Contest. And also, she had an amazing entry called Freak It for this year, 2020. But I'm going to play you a cover as requested, and basically James says pick one of them, and then I'm like, oh, okay, this is great, and thank you very much. I'm going to play you Senet's version of Turkey's Eurovision winner in 2003, which we mentioned right at the beginning of the show. Here is Every Way That I Can. Oh, this is a great cover.
Thank you.
different course, making a way for a distant coast. You say you love me and you roll your eyes, turn to stare at the empty skies. I thought it was over and we pass all that. All we've done is to pass back to frame number one. Come on now, now I wanna show you all again what it will be like. Just let go and let me love you.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That's Ryder with Runner in the Night, the United Kingdom entry to the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest in Bergen, Norway, the same year I was born. And it was actually a few weeks before I was born, actually, May 18th. The contest that year was on May 3rd. Yeah, so it was just after my mum's birthday, when she was heavily pregnant with me, poor thing. Anyway, I was a very thin baby, but now I'm 6'3". I won't tell you my weight because it's very embarrassing for obvious reasons. Right, moving swiftly on, that was actually a request from Richard down in Ferndown. I hope you're well, Richard, and thank you very much for your request. It's quite a momentous occasion for us here at Forest FM, the fact that we are also broadcasting on 98.9 FM from Ferndown. We've got a transmitter down in Ferndown now too, so it's quite exciting actually. We stretch further and down into Bournemouth now too, so hello. Anyway, I digress. We move on now to our next request, and we go to Jonathan up in London. Hello Jonathan, lovely to hear from you. And you've requested this song from Melody Festival in 1990, very obscure, which is the Swedish national final in 1990. It was pretty star-studded, actually, if you look into it. And you've requested the song that ended up coming fourth. And it's called Halden Parjattat, which means hand on heart. And it is sung by Sofia Hallgren. Halden Parjattat. So much fun there. That is Sofia Hallgren from Melody Festival in the Swedish national final of 1990. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Aritasius. Now we're moving over to another request, and here is Robert Wallström In Gothenburg, Sweden, here's the boy Svelia, and you've requested a song from Hungary's national final, Adele, in 2018. This is beautiful, I really like it, and I hope you do too. Here is Vasya Tamash with Nihig Remnet. Hopefully I'll pronounce that right. Sounds almost Russian to me in my pronunciation. I'm sure that's not correct. Nihig Remnet, which means do not leave hope. Yes. So here is Vaste Tamash. This is a really sweet song. I hope you enjoy.
Tépett napok egymást ölelik még romok alól. Mozdul, ami még szép, ne hagyj reményt. Talpam alatt, mint a beszakadt jég, minden inog, erre hová jutnék, ne hagyj reményt. A hátunk mögött angyal állt, s elhittük ösztöneit, Latát, hogy nem múlik soha. Amit képzeltünk nem volt az soha, de bíztam, ahogy nem szabad. Öklömben őriztem az álmokat, s eltűntek hova. Ne hagyj reményt már soha, már soha. Ne hagyj reményt, éle arcomba vág, hasad tükör, így már hasonlít ránk, igaz világ. Tépett napok egymást ölelik még romok alól, mozdul, ami volt szép, ne hagyj reményt. A hátunk mögött angyal állt, s elhittük ösztöneink jóslatát, hogy nem múlik soha. Amit képzeltünk nem volt az soha, de bíztam, ahogy nem szabad. Öklömben őriztem az álmokat, s eltűntek hova. Ne adj reményt már soha, már soha. Ha így marad, hát így marad, jeltelen útra csak a kő tapad, s nem dereng ábrán se remény, se csoda, erre nem vezet tévhitek sora, és nélküled is eljutok, oda, hol az leszek, mi én vagyok, s ott érek haza.
Lovely song there from Vistag Tomash with Ni Hig Remenyet. Do not leave hope. Right, okay, from the Hungarian national final, Adele 2018. It's now time to do the best of the rest. Yes, it's time for the best of the rest, which basically gives us an opportunity to showcase a song which was incredible, embarrassing, something like that, which we need to showcase here on the Eurovision Showcase. And basically, this time around, I want to share you this song from the Irish Eurovision National Final of 1993. This came third, yes, with all the threes. And you remember that Niamh Kavanagh ended up winning that national final and winning Eurovision itself in 1993 with In Your Eyes. But this came third, and it's from Patricia Rowe. She came second in the Irish National Final of 1992, and she was in the Irish National Final of 2015. 2015, if I remember rightly. 2015? No, it wasn't. It was 2014. Dear, oh dear. Okay, so slightly close. But here is Patricia Rowe and the song If You Changed Your Mind. I love this. And it's typical Irish Eurovision ballad, but it's beautiful and I love it. And Patricia has a beautiful voice. If I Change Your Mind from Patricia Rowe.
Called me. I changed my number, stopped living in the past, but I felt left behind. And now I find that I tried to hide all the hurt inside. You left all my love, took all my pride. If you change your mind,
and just before we go, it's time for Live and Kicking. And what we're going to do is we're going to head over to Eurovision 1978, live from Paris, France. And with a little bit of commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan, we've got the amazing Isaac Cohen and Alphabeta with Abani B. But that is it for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Hope you've enjoyed it. Our very last show of 2020. So we'll be seeing you on the 3rd of, yes, the 3rd of January 2021. Oh, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all of the things there. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobizenia, fok, nacht, and adios. See you very soon. Toodaloo, stay safe.
Even more. Nurit Hirsch, this is conducting the orchestra for the Israel entry, song number 18. The song is called Abah Nibi, it's called. And here come Alpha Beta. Simple peasant smocks, cream trousers, the girls all in white. And this is a good vivacious song for Israel. Might do very well.
בסוד הסודו אל מי היינו נחמדים רק לדודים ולדודו והמנות המסכנות סבלו המתוקות אל הקמקות קיבלו ואת מה שהגשנו באמת הם חשבו רק מספר אמן אבני בי אבוא אבן אבני בי אבוא אבל אני ביום לא אבא בבוא דבר אהבה